Herzlich willkommen beim Ärztetag, dem Podcast der Ärztezeitung. Ich bin Andrea Schudock und ich melde mich direkt vom 127. Deutschen Ärztetag. Zu der Veranstaltung waren in diesem Jahr auch wieder internationale Gäste eingeladen, unter anderem auch Vertreter der Ukraine. Und ich sprach mit zwei von ihnen, zunächst nämlich mit Viktoria Dymoschewska von der ukrainischen gemeinnützigen Stiftung International Renaissance Foundation. Ich fragte sie zunächst, ob es so etwas wie einen Ärztetag auch in der Ukraine gibt. Sie antwortete darauf, dass es natürlich ärztliche Gesellschaften gäbe und fügte Folgendes hinzu.
Basically, these are professional associations like scientific societies in Germany. So they're based on the principle of professional specialty, but these are not self-governance bodies.
Okay, so you don't have anything like a parliament of doctors?
No.
Not yet, okay.
That's why we, as a delegation, came here to learn more about the practice, how it is organized, how it is formed, what are the policies, the practices, to take the best experience and have similar organization formed in Ukraine.
Ein gemeinschaftliches Ärzteparlament gibt es in der Ukraine also nicht. Aber wie können sich Ärztinnen und Ärzte dann als Gemeinschaft politisch einsetzen?
Basically, it is very limited. It's very unofficial influence, how you influence through mainly work with professional association or, you know, as I said, informal, being a doctor or a consultant or an advisor to the parliamentarian.
Zudem hat mir Viktoria Dymoschewska erzählt, dass es gerade jetzt in den Zeiten des Krieges in der Ukraine noch schwerer ist, sich als Arzt oder Ärztin politisch zu engagieren. Denn immerhin helfen viele Ärzte der Bevölkerung nun vermehrt und versorgen Menschen in den besetzten und in den umkämpften Gebieten. Wichtig sei es nun, die Erkenntnisse gerade dieser Ärztinnen und Ärzte auch in der Politik zu berücksichtigen. Ich fragte sie, was sie und die anderen ukrainischen Gäste bisher vom Deutschen Ärztetag mitgenommen haben.
The importance of the unity, because we first had an impression that it is important to have self-governance within the certain specialties. And here we see that it doesn't matter which specialty. You are a physician, a professional community that has to be self-governed, and coming all together, you're a much big power to influence the politics.
Viktoria Dymoschewska erzählte mir auch, dass sie bei der Eröffnungsveranstaltung des Ärztetages war, bei der ja auch Bundesgesundheitsminister Karl Lauterbach über seine Unterstützung für die Ukraine sprach. Von Lauterbachs Worten zur Ukraine war sie nach eigener Aussage sehr gerührt gewesen.
And it was very important, both from a political standpoint, to hear that Ukraine as a country is recognized as a partner who on one hand definitely needs support, on the other hand offers also something that we could learn and share our experience of how professional community worked in the times of crisis. So I think for us as a delegation, official delegation, it was important to hear that we are on the agenda and there is planning to support Ukraine's self-governance and participation in a European professional community. So it was very symbolic and important.
Ich fragte sie auch, wie die Ärzte in Deutschland und auch die Bundesärztekammer die medizinische Versorgung in der Ukraine unterstützen können.
Well, definitely through the education. Setting up the processes on how we should organize our self-governance in a democratic, transparent way. And definitely working together on how we would be rebuilding access to healthcare, not only in terms of construction and building the buildings, the hospitals, but rebuilding and reinstalling the system on the so it is effective, so it takes into consideration the needs of the patients and also supports the doctors who will have to return to those rather dangerous areas.
Im Nachgang an das Gespräch habe ich zudem auch mit Professor Andriy Bartsilevich gesprochen, Vorstandsmitglied des ukrainischen Ärzteverbandes World Federation of Ukrainian Medical Association. Er hatte beim vergangenen Ärztetag 2022 in Bremen eine Rede über die Kriegsopfer und Kriegsschäden im Gesundheitssystem der Ukraine gehalten. Zunächst fragte ich ihn, ob und wie der letzte Ärztetag der Ukraine weitergeholfen hat. Viktoria Timoschewska hat seine Antworten in ukrainischer Sprache vor Ort ins Englische übersetzt.
After the last year's assembly and my speech, a lot of the doctors and representatives of the chambers of different territories were coming up and expressing their support and willingness to help. And yes, through this year, we've received a lot of assistance and attention, and we're very grateful.
Земельних лікарських палат Німеччини. So
indeed it was a complex support, like for instance one of the examples, Hessen Chamber joined an efforts of CPMA and ETMA and provided a series of cargo that was filled with medicines and equipment that was sent to Ukraine. Also individual cities or territories like Magdeburg, Hamburg, Hessen were providing, Munich had been providing their support also with an equipment and medicines and medical supplies to specific hospitals in Ukraine. Lastly, but also very important, over 2.5 million euros equivalent in pharmaceuticals, medicines, and again, medical supplies have also been sent to Ukraine.
Zuletzt wollte ich wissen, was er sich von dem diesjährigen Besuch beim Deutschen Ärztetag erhofft.
So, as you are aware, hospitals and health facilities and providers have been frequently attacked during this war, and along with ruining of hospitals and infrastructure, we basically also seen regular attacks on medical transport ambulances. So yes, indeed, some support to restore and rebuild of the health infrastructure would be very helpful. But on the other hand, what is critically important is to support Ukraine in establishing rehabilitation services, especially for injured civilians and people who fall victims to this war. For instance, as those who require change of endoprosthesis and joint surgery and rehabilitation, we would like to reestablish and improve these services on the territory of Ukraine so we don't need to send these patients abroad, like to Germany, have these surgery here and rehabilitation, because we want to also build capacity within the country.
Посилати пацієнтів до Німеччини. Також нам важливо спілкування між лікарями.
And also, of course, an education and exchange of the scientific potential, like attending conferences and workshops. This is critically important to have that platform for knowledge exchange. Also, we're very appreciative when there are missions of German doctors coming to Ukraine and performing surgeries, sharing their experience, practical. That's what we're looking forward, because this support, especially in the field of trauma and burns.
Ich freue mich, dass Sie zu dieser Episode des Ärztetags vor Ort beim Ärztetag eingeschaltet haben und freue mich schon, Sie beim nächsten Podcast wieder zu hören. Tschüss!